In Cuba, just uttering the name Benny Moré can usher in an immediate street corner festival. In Cuba, Benny Moré was not only a musical legend, but a star among stars. From humble beginnings, Benny Moré, born in Santa Isabel, Cuba, became a charismatic performer, singer, band leader, and an iconic figure to just about every professional and street corner musician all across the country of Cuba. Moré, graced with a fluid tenor voice, remains Cuba's most idolized singer. From 1953 on, he would surround himself with a collective of exceptional musicians. His tribe, he called them, his banda gigante. Playing around town in the city of Havana, Moré, who had always wanted his own ensemble, started one. However, it was tough getting such a group off the ground, so he and a few of the band members joined Ernesto Duarte's famed orchestra. However, Duarte wasn't keen on showcasing Moré because of his dark-skinned complexion. When Moré caught wind of this, he left to once again form his own group, this time with a cast of super-talented musicians, all of whom had either played with or had heard of the now-famed Benny Moré. It was late in the summer of 1953, not long before Moré and his banda gigante performed for the first time on CMQ Radio in Havana. Immediate offers to work in cabarets, theaters followed, with Moré fashionably attired in his signature smoking jacket, top hat and cane. An image in photographs and sculptures of an elegant frontman still exist all over Cuba today. By 1955, Benny Moré had become the star of stars, with solid record sales not only at home, but throughout many Caribbean and Latin American countries, where the sound of Cuba through son montuno, mambo, guaracha, and bolero flourished. In 1959, Moré's health began to deteriorate, and in 1963, he fell ill, never to recover. At the age of 43, he passed away. Benny Moré's fame was due to his skillful songwriting and arranging, a keen appetite for onstage dancing, vocal and instrumental improvisation, and his signature humble character. His music lingers in the hearts of the Cuban people and those who love Afro-Cuban music around the globe. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.